Healthcare workers, hospital leaders, and lawmakers gathered outside the state capitol, sounding the alarm over what they describe as a preventable healthcare emergency. At the center of the fight is the One Big Beautiful Bill, the massive federal spending package signed by President Donald Trump. The bill is expected to cut roughly $1 trillion from America's healthcare system over the next decade, largely through reductions to Medicaid funding. Leaders from public hospital systems across the state said looming federal health care cuts under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act threaten trauma centers, burn units, psychiatric emergency rooms, and clinics that millions of Californians rely on every year. Healthcare leaders say those cuts could cause up to 2 million people to lose medical coverage. Katie Rodriguez, interim president and CEO of the California Association of Public Hospitals and Health Systems, says public hospitals will absorb much of the fallout.
In California, the consequences will fall disproportionately on our most vulnerable communities, relying on Medi-Cal and the public hospital system serving them. Medi-Cal covers half of California's children, 1 in 5 working Californians, and millions of seniors and people with disabilities. California's 17 public hospital systems are just 8% of the state's hospitals, but provide more than a third of all Medi-Cal and uninsured care. Next year, millions of Californians are expected to lose their Medi-Cal coverage. Altogether, we are facing $3 billion in losses from HR1. So in total, we're looking at $6 billion in cuts for public hospitals once HR1 is fully implemented. Public hospitals cannot sustain that.
Public hospitals make up just 8% of hospitals statewide, but according to the California Association of Public Hospitals and Health Systems, they provide more than a third of all Medi-Cal and uninsured care in California. Doctors from across California described what those losses could mean on the ground. Dr. C.J. Canapoli is the CEO of the San Mateo Medical Center.
If we cut these services, there's no hospital waiting to fill the gap. Other hospitals will not open a unit to treat burns or provide neonatal intensive care just because public financing dried up. Once those services are gone, they are gone, and all of us pay the price through more preventable illness, longer wait times for essential care, and higher costs.
Lawmakers are debating whether to include a $500 million emergency allocation for public hospitals in the final state budget. Assemblymember Patrick Ahrens, representing Silicon Valley, says that would mark a critical step towards stabilizing the state's public health systems.
We must protect access to health care. This is not something that we can easily undo. This will take a literal generation to pivot back towards access to care. This is not a light switch policy. If these cuts are made, they will have devastating impacts on real people's lives.
As the budget negotiations continue, speakers at the rally are urging Governor Gavin Newsom and lawmakers to approve the $500 million emergency investment in public hospitals, calling it a much-needed financial lifeline for California's 17 public hospital systems. The state budget deadline is June 15th. Reporting for KPFA Radio, I'm Annetta Felix.